My concept of how to use rehearsal time has changed over my 21 years of teaching. Back in a moment.
Strike up the band so you can give your kids a helping hand. From interviews to teaching tips, you'll add this to your bag of tricks. There's no smarter way to spend your time, so keep it right here with James Devine. The Music Ed Podcast, where you get quick and easy tips on how to be a better band teacher.
When I first started teaching 21 years ago, these are all based on an approximately 50-minute rehearsal time that you have available. But when I first started as a beginning director, I remember I would do 2 to 3 minutes as a warm-up, and then I would spend 46 minutes on the notes, rhythms, etc., trying to fix the things that we wanted to do well and to perform. And over the years, I've evolved to where I'm giving more and more time to what used to be called the warm-up, but I don't call it that anymore. I stole this from another director, and I now call it ensemble sensitivity training. If you think about it, what we really want to do is teach the students the skills they need to apply to the music. And then the music is going to come easier for them. So now in a 50-minute class period, I probably spend 20 to 30 minutes on ensemble sensitivity training. And during this time, we're working on breathing. We're working on long tones. We're working on scale exercises. We're working on tuning and chorales. That's such an important part of what you do. The tuning is not having a reference note and then having everyone try to match that, or have the tuner in front of everyone and try to get them in. That's teaching them how to listen for tuning is the important part. We're working on articulation. We're working on repertoire exercises. What do I mean by that? These are exercises I create from the songs we're working on, and I enter them in Sibelius. Maybe there's a technical passage that the clarinets are having a hard time with. So I write that out so I can give a sheet to everybody, and we can all work on that technical passage together. Maybe it's a 16th note run that the students aren't quite getting because they're playing it too fast. So my exercise sheet might include a quarter note run and then build it faster, or build it in groups of four with 8 or 10 different exercises, so that exercise number 10 is the one with the complete run. And then we go back and I have the students play it in the context of the song. And it's amazing to see what that happens. So we'll spend 20 to 30 minutes doing this ensemble sensitivity training, and then another 20 to 30 minutes working on the repertoire. I usually like to only include 2 to 3 songs in the repertoire we're working on, and 2 to 3, not even really 2 to 3 songs. Sometimes it's just 2 to 3 sections of the song that need to be worked on. Think about having very specific things that you want to fix that day. You're going to have 100 things going through your mind that you'll hear even that day that need to be worked on. But for that day, have some 2 or 3 specific goals. We're going to work on letter A, the trumpets being able to play the run together, for example, might be a goal that you have. If you don't have these specific goals, you're going to find your rehearsal time just going off in all kinds of different directions. I like to end a rehearsal with a run-through where we put it all together. This doesn't have to be a complete run through. It could be a run through of a section. So if we've been working on letter C, for example, we might start at letter B and go through D just to see how it fits in with what we're doing. I always try to think of less talk, less talk, less talk. The rehearsal needs to be about playing, 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 and fixing what we need to do to play. My school is part of the Capturing Kids' Heart movement, and I know there's a lot of debate about whether that's a good thing or not. I love it. My favorite part of it is the launch. And the launch is the last minute or two of class where I end the class with a quote or something motivational, or just have a great day. I love you guys. So those are some things that you can do to structure your rehearsal time. If you love this podcast, I ask that you think about supporting it on patreon.com. You can go to patreon.com/themusiced podcast, and I will put the link to that in the show notes.
The Music Ed Podcast, where you get quick and easy tips for how to be a better band teacher.